We're in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin. We're up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. Says the Machaber, Udvarim Habayim La'achar Suda, called in Birkas HaMazon, Shehayah Minag Bimei Chachmei HaGemara. This was an interesting thing that they used to have. They would have a whole meal. At the end of the meal, they would clear away the tables. They would actually take away the tables. And then what would they do? Shebesof HaSuda Hayu Moshchim Yedeyim in HaPas U'Mesirin also. They would take away the bread. The kovim atzman lechol peris, they would then sit down to eat fruit. The lishtos kalmash, the lishtos, and they used to drink then. Kol ma shemevian ozlif nehem, everything that's brought in front of them then, bein dvarim haboim machmas asuda, bein dvarim haboim shalom machmas asuda, whether it's things that come lahazbia or things that come for taste only, to unim bracha bein lifnehem bein laachrehem. You'd have to make a bracha before and after. The hamotzi ubirkas hamazon ain potrin elamashen echel toch ikar asuda, because hamotzi and benching only cover things that are eaten in the middle of the meal. Says the Mechaber, v'din zahach from this halacha that we just discussed, ain a motzi beinenu. That's uncommon among us. L'fishein anu regilim limshach yedenu min hapas ad birkas hamazon, because we don't stop eating. We don't say, take the bread off the table, the meal is over, now it's time for the second tish. We don't generally do this. As a result of it, we do not have to make new brachas on it. Now, first of all, the question is, why doesn't benching cover it? True, it's not part of the meal. But Birkas HaMazon should cover everything. The answer is Birkas HaMazon does not cover everything. Birkas HaMazon just covers the meal because everything that's part of the meal is Tafel Lapas. Birkas HaMazon does not take the place of Me'ein Sholosh. If someone is chayef to say Me'ein Sholosh, he cannot say Birkas HaMazon. And if he did, he's not Yotze. So if someone is benching, nevertheless, he has to go ahead and say a Bracha Achrona. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the case of Sudas Gedolas. So take an example, a wedding. Today, let's say you have a wedding. They go through a whole meal. Then at the end of the meal, there's dancing. There are times that for the dancing, they'll clear off all the tables already. And they'll serve the dessert only after the dancing. And everyone is sitting around near the head table, because the other tables were cleared away to make more room for a dance floor. In such a case, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're talking about a Suda Gedola where there really was a gap and they cleared off the table beforehand, this halacha should apply. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a machlokas rishonim. If all you need is that the bread is taken away, meaning that they cleared the table, or do they literally have to take the table away? So the nafkamina would be, at some weddings they just clear the table before the dessert, and in other weddings they actually physically take the tables away. The Mishnah Berurah is makel that if they don't take the tables away, it's still a continuation of the original suda. Whereas if they do take the tables away, it looks like a completely different suda. And in that case, you would have to make a bracha rishona ve'achrona on the dessert, unless the dessert happens to be a cake, which is suffik pas. But if the dessert is something else, you'd have to make a bracha rishona and achrona on it. Now, with regard to this halacha, the Mechaber said that if they cleared away the table, the Mechaber said if they take away the pas, if they're mesalik the pas, then you have to make a bracha on everything you eat, even if they're dvarim haboim machmes hasuda. Meaning, even if these are things that we're eating because we're hungry, things that are eaten to satisfy and not just for taste. There are different kinds of such things. One of them is daisa, meaning a cereal, something that is made of chameshes minei dagon. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a machlokas. First of all, some say that with regard to chameshes minei dagon, if you say birkas hamazon afterwards, you're yotze. Because it's grain and it's filling and it's a dish, even though it's not a bread. Therefore, he says that if what they served was a dish of chameshes minei dagon, one should not make a bracha achrona on it, and instead one should have kavana that benching should cover it, and he's yotze with that. The next thing is a case that is, it does happen in our circles. What happens if they're about to bench? Say it's a sudas mitzvah or Shabbos. They already took the kos to bench. They're about to start benching, and then they realize that there was something else that they were going to eat. Says that says the Mishnah Berurah, that is considered a hesach hadas, and there is no question that you have to make a bracha rishona on it. With regard to bracha achrona, so it really depends on what they're serving. If they are serving something that is still lahasbia, say this case of daisa, so there the halacha would still be that we go lahakal misafik. Sif gimel vin kovea liftan sudaso al haperis. What happens if what you're doing is you're having bread and fruit? Havalei haperis kedvarma bar machmas asuda. So the fruit being eaten during the meal is considered peres habayim machmas asuda. Vafilu im ochel me'aperes petchilas sudaso belopas enim avarach lo lefneim v'lo lachreim. If your main dish is fruit, you're washing, you're having bread and a fruit salad. So the halacha is the fruit becomes the main dish and it does not really need brachas. However, what happens if you're eating the beginning of it without bread? That means you wash, you eat some bread. After you swallow the bread, you go and you start your fruit salad. So the Mechaber first says that the halacha is you don't have to make a bracha on the fruit. The yesh cholkin, there are those who say that you if you're eating the fruit to begin with without bread, then it does need a bracha. Ulachain, therefore, tov shiyochol betchilim haperis impas, it is ideal that you eat in the beginning the fruit with bread. Vaza filu macharkach yochol mehem belopas, einim tunim bracha leklal. And then, if you eat without bread, it won't need a bracha. Hagan, the Rama adds to that. V'afal pi shein echozel lebesov lechli mayim pas. Me'achas ikur kviyas hoya alayu. Since the ikur kviyas was with Paris, so if you started them off with bread, that is enough. Halacha lemaisa. Someone is having a fruit salad for lunch, and he's washing and having bread. After the motzi, he should eat some bread, and then right after that, have the first spoon of fruit salad together with bread. Once he does that, he will not have to make a bracha on the fruit salad at all.